AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has been looking over new research on the coronavirus.
We are not out of the woods yet, but we could be very close.
And she's talking about 2 months from now.
The models projected a sharp decline in cases by July 2021, and an even faster decline if more people get vaccinated sooner.
President Biden has set a goal to get 70% of Americans fully vaccinated by the 4th of July. A Facebook oversight board voted to uphold the ban of former President Donald Trump from Facebook. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The quasi-independent board says the suspension 4 months ago was justified, agreeing two of Trump's posts inciting violence the day of the Capitol riot severely violated Facebook's standards. But the board is faulting how Facebook made the decision, saying an indefinite suspension was inappropriate, that Facebook tried to avoid responsibility by applying a vague penalty and then asking the board to resolve the issue. It's giving Facebook 6 months to come up with another penalty. For now, Trump remains off Facebook. He's also been permanently banned from Twitter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's president picked opposition leader Yair Lapid to form a new government. It could lead to the end of the lengthy rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who failed to put together a governing coalition by a midnight deadline. The firing of a former Atlanta police officer who's charged with murder in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks has been reversed. The Atlanta Civil Service Board ruled Garrett Rolfe wasn't given due process before he was fired. Peloton is recalling its treadmills. After one child died, 29 other children suffered cuts, broken bones, and other injuries from being pulled under the rear of the treadmill. Peloton is best known for its stationary bikes. This is AP News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the strategy is changing to get a coronavirus shot.
Dr. Fauci is President Biden's chief medical advisor. And as the administration wrestles with how to persuade reluctant Americans to get vaccinated, a new idea is emerging.
It's going to be more walk-in type, where you can walk into any of a number of the tens of thousands of pharmacies that are going to have the vaccine readily available for somebody. Walks in, no appointment, make it as easy as possible to get vaccinated. And in that context, I think we're going to get there.
To the 70% figure that President Biden wants to see, 70% of adults having had at least one COVID shot by July 4th. Dr. Fauci was on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
The largest section of the rocket that launched the main module of China's first permanent space station into orbit is expected to plunge back to Earth as early as Saturday at an unknown location. Ed Donahue, AP News.